Alex, but at least he was headed in the right direction, which was away from his stable. Boris didn't want to spend the days kicking the bricks out of his wall while waiting to throw the next bumptious idiot. He wanted to bite the horizon. He wanted to run. Moist carefully removed his hat and gripped it in his mouth. He didn't dare imagine what would happen if he lost it, and he'd need to have it on his head at the end of the journey. That was important. It was all about style. One of the towers of the Grand Trunk was ahead and slightly to the left. There were two in the 20 miles between Ankh-Morpork and Stolat, because they were taking almost all the traffic of lines that stretched right across the continent. Beyond Stolat, the trunk began to split into tributaries, but here, flashing overhead, the words of the world were flowing. Should be flowing. But the shutters were still. As he drew level, Moist saw men working high up on the open wooden tower. By the look of it, a whole section had broken off. Ha! So long, suckers. That'd take some repairing. Worth an overnight attempt to delivery to Pseudopolis, maybe. He talked to the coachman. It wasn't as if they had ever paid the post office for their damn coaches, and it wouldn't matter if the clacks got repaired in time either, because the post office would have made the effort. The clacks company was a big bully, sacking people, racking up the charges, demanding lots of money for bad service. The post office was the underdog, and an underdog can always find somewhere soft to bite. Carefully, he eased more of the blanket under him. Various organs were going numb. The towering fumes of Ankh-Morpork were falling far behind. Stolat was visible between Boris's ears, a plume of lesser smokes. The tower disappeared astern, and already Moist could see the next one. He'd ridden more than a third of the way in 20 minutes, and Boris was still eating up the ground. About halfway between the cities was an old stone tower, all that remained of a heap of ruins surrounded by woodland. It was almost as high as a clax tower, and Moist wondered why they hadn't simply used it as one. It was probably too derelict to survive in a gale under the weight of the shutters, he thought. The area looked bleak, a piece of weedy wilderness in the endless fields. If he'd had spurs, Moist would have spurred Boris on at this point, and would probably have been thrown, trampled, and eaten for his pains, which would have been agonising. Instead, he lay low over the horse's back and tried not to think about what this ride was doing to his kidneys. Time passed. The second tower went by, and Boris dropped into a canter. Stolat was clearly visible now. Moist could make out the city walls and the turrets of the castle. He'd have to jump off. There was no other way. Moist had tried out half a dozen scenarios as the walls loomed, but nearly all of them involved haystacks. The one that didn't was the one where he broke his neck. But it didn't seem to occur to Boris to turn aside. He was on a road. The road was straight. It went through this gateway, and Boris had no problem with that. Besides, he wanted a drink. The city streets were crowded with things that couldn't be jumped or trampled, but there was a horse trough. He was only vaguely aware of something falling off his back. Stolat wasn't a big city. Moist had once spent a happy week there, passing a few dud bills, pulling off the indigent air trick twice, and selling a glass ring on the way out. Not so much for the money, as out of a permanent fascination with human deviousness and gullibility. Now he staggered up the steps of the town hall, watched by a crowd. He pushed open the doors and slammed the mailbag on the desk of the first clerk he saw. "Mail from Ankh-Morpork," he growled. "Started out at 9, so it's fresh, okay?" "But it's only just struck 10:15. What mail?" Moist tried not to get angry. He was sore enough as it was. "See this hat?" he said, pointing. "You see it? That means I'm the Postmaster General of Ankh-Morpork. This is your mail. In an hour, I'm going back again, understand? If you want mail delivered to the big city by 2 p.m, ouch, make that 3 p.m, then put it in this bag. These," he waved a wad of stamps under the young man's nose, "are stamps. Red one's tuppence, black one's a penny. It'll cost 10, ouch, 11 pence per letter, got it? You sell the stamps, you give me the money, you lick the stamps and put them on the letters. Express delivery guaranteed. I'm making you acting postmaster for an hour. There's an inn next door. I've got to find a bath. I want a cold bath, really cold. Got nice house here? As cold as that. Colder. Ooh, colder. And a drink and a sandwich. And by the way, there's a big black horse outside. If your people can catch him, please put a saddle on him and a cushion and drag him round to face Ankh-Morpork. Do it!"
End of CD 6.